Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're going to be talking about the U.S. equity markets, kind of the flatlining that we have seen from that pretty powerful momentum throughout the start of this year, but second quarter now showing a bit more weakness, maybe. And we'll also get into some of the commodities and underlying commodity stocks, which have really kicked it into high gear just in the last couple months. Chatting with Dana Lyons, fund manager based out of Chicago, also editor of the Lyons Share Pro, which we will link to below. Dana, let's start off with U.S. markets. As I said, as we turn the calendar over to the second quarter, we've seen a slowdown or a stop in terms of the upward momentum that was coming at us week after week. Big question being, is this more of a consolidation for the markets, or is this just the start of a potentially larger correction? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. As of now, according to our data, or according to our models, we don't see anything to suggest that a top is in place, that something too serious is imminent on the downside. More or less what you mentioned, which was kind of consolidation, a pause in the rally, which really, I mean, since the bottom in October, if you look at the large caps, I think there have been like two down weeks since October before the last couple weeks, this week and last week. So it's been a heck of a run. No surprise to see some steam get let out of the rally, nor is it unhealthy. So as of now, I don't see any signs that make us too nervous that an imminent top is at hand or has been put in. The other part of the equation is the broader market. Some of the smaller caps and the broader measures like the advanced decline line, which just broke out to new all-time highs. Something like the value line arithmetic average, which tracks the average stock performance in the market, that recently broke out to an all-time high. So these types of broad moves higher don't typically occur simultaneous with an important market top. So I think the top is still out a little ways from here.
Well, and Dana, you had mentioned to us off mic that you were still even positioning in a few sectors on the long side that you thought, hey, they still have some upside just in the near term. What were some of those sectors that you were positioning in?
Yeah, and you know, we've talked about it recently. There's been no shortage of good relative strength names and good-looking charts. So something like technology in the large caps, which have run substantially, those would not be the areas we'd be chasing necessarily. Technology has been cooling off for a bit, but I think setting up for that next run higher. But if you look at areas that have kind of not run as much, maybe just getting going or broke out and are pulling back, testing that breakout level, some of the broader areas, some of the small cap names, mid cap, the equal weight S&P, which broke out, it's another broad average, pulling back, testing that breakout area, like the mid caps. And then some from a sector perspective, we like some of the potential in the healthcare names. VHT would be one ticker that recently broke out, pulling back, and might be setting up another up move, but something that's not extended like technology got. So there are names out there that have better potential right now and maybe not the risk in the immediate term that some of the larger caps and some of the tech names have still just in the course of a normal pullback.
So one thing we've heard from some other commentators is this theme of rotation, money staying within the markets, moving to different sectors, depending on which ones are maybe lagging compared to the ones that have completely outperformed. Dana, do you agree with this comment? What do you think?
I think to some extent that's the case within the equity market itself. You know, it's a sign of a healthy equity market when you hit a bump in a road or consolidation and money doesn't necessarily pour out of the market, but it finds somewhere else within the equity market to go. And I think we're seeing that, and that's a sign of similar to what I was mentioning before, some of the newer relative strength names or newer relative strength potential names that could see rotation with a lot of this equity money that wants to stay in the market and chase this thing higher. So I think that's a healthy thing. Another sign that probably this equity rally is not necessarily over yet, just the fact that the money wants to stay in the equity market. It's going to chase whatever areas that we're seeing potential in. So I think that rotational thing, there is something to that, and it's probably a constructive sign and another sign that maybe the ultimate top is still out of ways.
Well, Dana, another sector that has had money chasing it higher has been the commodity sector, really across the board. But let's just start off looking at the precious metals. Look at gold popping to new all-time highs, silver finally getting moving, and the precious metal stocks. How are you looking at the precious metal sector here and now?
Yeah, and we've talked about it for a long time, how constructive gold has been set up for a while, just waiting for that breakout. Finally, we did get it. And we've seen that continued run because it did consolidate for a while before, you know, breaking out, before trying that breakout. So it has stored up some energy really for the last 4 years. So that tends to lend itself to a more persistent breakout. So we see more upside there in gold. And then silver, we've really talked about how gold is really across the precious metals complex, really the key. Once that breakout occurred, then that should lift the rest of the ships, including, you know, silver, copper, and then even the miners, which, you know, after a frustrating period of not much movement, those are getting going as well. And I think gold, like we said, was going to lift all ships, and we're seeing that now.
What are you seeing in the gold stocks? GDX, GDXJ, those charts where they're very close to 52-week highs, but you zoom out 3-4 years and it's a little blip on the whole downtrend.
Yeah, for sure. Like gold has consolidated, pretty much moved sideways for 4 years. Miners have more or less moved lower for 4 years. So definitely as far as catch-up potential would certainly have maybe a little bit more juice in them than gold, the metal itself. So, and I think we're seeing that since the bottom a couple months ago, you've seen the miners, whether it's GDX, the silver miners, or even the copper miners, really shooting right up through several layers of resistance pretty much all at once. And I think that's one of the reasons we've held on to those positions for a while when we've talked about it. We've held them more as more or less like a call option. Pretty confident that eventually they were going to move. We just didn't know when. But when they move, they're probably going to move pretty darn fast. And we're starting to see the maybe the beginning of that. So it's nice to see, like you said, GDX approaching those really multi-year highs back again at around that 36 level. Then you have silver miners, junior miners, SILJ approaching that key 12 level again, and then copper miners have really led the way as far as the miners are concerned, and approaching, you know, multi-year highs as well, or hitting a multi-year high. So I think this is the best the complex has looked in a long time.
Yeah, Dana, you said it. We've waited for a long time to have calls like this where the gold stocks, silver stocks, and copper stocks were all finally breaking higher, and copper stocks really breaking out to new all-time highs on the producer side. Another commodity that's also been running strong has been the energy sector. Oil finally got its dancing shoes on, got out of the 70s, got into the 80s, and when it got into the mid-80s, even during that time period when it was consolidating, an ETF like XLE, which is the large oil producers, just kept plowing higher and higher. Now it's broken out to all-time highs. Even higher than when oil was at 125. So even despite oil not making new all-time highs, the oil stocks have. What do you make of that action?
Yeah, it's been very good action in a number of the energy equities. Even like you mentioned, as oil has been consolidating for a while, you'll even look at like one of the broader energy indices, the XOI, pretty much ran sideways for a couple years. Along with a lot of energy equities, just broke out, you know, last month. And like we talked about gold, after consolidating for a couple of years, air. It's just basically storing up energy and lends itself to a more persistent breakout once we do break out, and opens itself to certainly plenty more upside. So I would say, if you know it, whether oil does or does not continue significantly higher, I think there is plenty of potential there in the energy equity space, especially if the equity market continues higher. But after sitting dormant for, you know, after that huge rally into 2022, energy equities really have plenty of potential ahead of them here.
What about copper as well? Copper moved above $4, holding above that level, and copper stocks, especially the majors, have continued higher. You look at something like COPEX moving to all-time highs, and the juniors, well, the smaller stocks, I know you don't follow those in particular, but those are at least getting some wind beneath their sails. But from that, what does it mean about the overall markets and the overall economy here when you tie that in with, again, energy and what energy is doing?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a more of a macro economic message there. I'm sure plenty of people extrapolate the move in copper and silver, perhaps, to some sort of an economic message. I'm not sure. I would say it's more higher confidence that it has, you know, inflationary, perhaps the inflation trend that we thought was, or some people thought was under wraps or well contained, perhaps doesn't look as contained as maybe it had for a while there, especially given the breadth of advances across the commodity space. Like you mentioned, whether it's, you know, the metals, whether it's energy, whether it's some of the moves in the agriculture space, you're seeing broad moves higher in the commodity space. So obviously inflation isn't necessarily dead yet, which may eventually put a damper on, you know, the equity rally. Maybe the Fed-based people, traders that base all their, you know, allocation decisions based on what the Fed's going to do. But right now, commodities are rallying. Equities are holding up particularly well. So it doesn't seem to be a problem yet at this point.
Well, Dane, another kind of larger, big picture view that we've noted is that, and I know you don't look at intermarket analysis that much, but you have noted that interest rates are a big factor on the markets. Usually higher rates and a higher dollar are a pressure on the markets and definitely a pressure on the commodities. Right now, we've seen everything breaking out with a strong dollar and with rates remaining relatively high. You made some trades recently on how you're playing the bond market. I'd love you to tie that in with how you're looking at interest rates and the bonds.
Right. For background, I'll mention, as I always do, long term, we think interest rates bottomed back in 2020. I think they're going up for several decades to come, likely, but nothing goes in a straight line. Right now, I think around that 4% is a huge level in the 10-year. So we are holding above. I think the jury is still out about whether we're going to hold above or whether we get another down move in yields like we saw in the fourth quarter of last year. And from our perspective, I would not be surprised to see another down move. We saw a huge volume coming in the bond market during that rally in the fourth quarter. Chart-wise, the uptick since the start of the year looks more like a bear flag than maybe the start of a new uptrend. So it wouldn't shock us to see another move lower, break that 4% move, and then head lower down maybe 3.25, 275, something like that, before that next big low is in place. So certainly that's conjecture at this point. The jury's definitely still out, but we are adding some long positions right now in the 10-year and the 30-year into this ramp up in yields in the middle towards the end of this week around that 450 to 460 level in the 10-year. So again, would not be surprised to see another move lower, hit new lows in the 10-year, lower, you know, lows below where we bottomed out around the beginning of the year, around 380 or so, before the ultimate next major lows in place.
All right, Dana, thank you for, again, going around the horn. A lot of different markets that we covered here. And just reiterating, still this generally bullish market environment that we have. Number of different sectors have run. Number of sectors are continuing to run higher. And it's just finding which ones have the momentum and still have, I think, the best upside before money moves into other sectors that are also building momentum. We'll follow up with you in another couple weeks, and we will post a link to the Lionshare Pro website below. Always a pleasure having you on the show, Dana. Thank you for your time.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.